Good evening, Patriots. You know, I've said this before. It's interesting if you, and I don't know how to take these reports. I can't, there's no way to verify what's said, but they're interesting reads. And if they're true, then it's pretty profound. Hard to say. But if you check out Real Raw News tonight, that's realrawnews.com, they've got a story about Andrew Cuomo. And apparently in this story, as is reported, he was convicted. Why this gives some credibility is the details in this have to do with the killing of seniors. And regardless of whether Cuomo is indicted or not, the story actually has a pretty good, from what I've researched, pretty accurate on its account of what happened to the seniors at the beginning of the pandemic and how they were murdered. Many of them murdered by being put into freezer trucks and frozen to death at minus 20 degrees below zero. We are dealing with a level of evil that is going to be beyond anything that most of us can comprehend. And it's a willful thing, willfully killing people and damaging people, children, elderly, the whole thing, for their benefit. And so we're challenged a lot by, really, it's going to get to the moral question of who we are as people. And so we're going to discuss that a bit tonight. Now, before we begin, MyPillow, which after that introduction, you're going to be like, dude, I can't wait to get to MyPillow. I don't blame you. MyPillow is led by one of the great CEOs and patriots of our time, Mike Lindell, and we are blessed, truly blessed to have him in our time. Mike Lindell is a selfless man, and I can't say that in any other way. I mean, what he does for this nation, he is truly a great patriot. And so you hear me promote their products every night. I will promote their products for as long as they'll let me. I love what they stand for, and I love what the company is. So by if you go to MyPillow.com, scroll on down on the front page to the radio listeners box, click on that. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. You're going to get all sorts of great savings. My slippers, 50% off. The six-piece towel set. The towels are awesome, by the way. I use them every day. $39.99 instead of $109.99. Kids, I love this for Christmas. I think it's awesome. Children's pillow slips with Bible stories on them. That's awesome. And all sorts of other savings. And you can get all that with the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. You can also call somebody if you feel compelled. You can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And you can talk to a Patriot sleep counselor, and they'll help you. You're going to call tonight. You're like, I need help because I had this dude on the podcast start talking about how seniors are being killed and I can't sleep. Well, that's all right. That's why MyPillow is there, and that's why we're there to help you get some get a better night's sleep. So anyway, MyPillow.com. Use your promo code BARDS. Great savings. Help the country. Help liberty. The whole thing. Also, Expedition Coffee. My goodness. By the way, I've had a couple of people mention there's some problems with the website. That's being worked on. If you're listening, you're not being ignored. We're trying to get that fixed. I got to talk to them tomorrow. But otherwise, it's just it sounds like it's hard to make corrections. But there is lots of people are ordering it. Great reviews. People are happy. People loved it at Bard's Fest. Expedition Coffee, XPED, expeditioncoffee.com. Designed to boost your health, designed to increase your mental clarity. It works, trust me. Boost your serotonin, help seal your gut, which is where a lot of our health problems start with. And then when you're on that site, expeditioncoffee.com, that's XPED, expeditioncoffee.com, you can also see that there is another set of products called the Health Triad or the Gut Health Triad. Those are kind of the whole, that with the coffee makes the whole package of sealing and healing your gut. They're great products. I've been using it for 2.5 months. It's worth the investment. It really does make your body stronger. It helps you have mental clarity, the whole thing. Great stuff to continue to take. And I tell you, I'm down to one cup of coffee. I feel great every day. And it just, it It's super good for your body and immune system. So that's the whole idea, is to build your overall body health. So check that out, expeditioncoffee.com, XPED. You can also get there through bardsfm.com/coffee, or just click on the cool Expedition Coffee logo, which is cool because it was our graphic designer that designed it. So, of course, I'm a little biased. It's very cool. So you'll like it. And it's good coffee, too. So you know where we're going to begin tonight, where we begin every night that I've broadcasted since Bard's Fest, including Saturday at Bard's Fest and Sunday at Bard's Fest. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. That last line is defiance. And it's literally telling God, I don't care. I've got my own thing I'm going to do. And really what gets to that defiance is all of the corrupting influences in our world that lead us astray. And I'll tell you what, I hope I can truly walk the ancient path, because it's not going to be like this world we're in. And you've heard me say this. There are three paths ahead of us, and I'm convinced of this. The more that I look at this, there are three paths. Everybody's kind of looking at the split in the road, and it's like the Great Awakening and the Great Reset. Well, that third path actually is part of a Great Reset. It's just not as draconian in the beginning as the Klaus Schwab Great Reset, okay? But they both end up at the same point. But there are actually two paths, and there are actually three paths, and the two paths lead to the same end, but the middle path is the deception. So that's, we have the Great Reset, which is all based on you will own nothing, you will rent everything, and you will be happy, which translates to you'll take the injection. Once we get enough nanotech in you and the DARPA hydrogel, we'll be able to manipulate your serotonin and your dopamine, and you will be compliant and be happy with whatever we tell you to do, including whatever slave actions or horrible things we can invent, that you will always be happy that it's happening. That's that control side of really dark order. There is this other side, which is a very slippery slope, because it's the one that says we can clear out a bunch of people and we can go through the same system again. And yeah, it's going to be a little bit rough, but people need to have a choice. Some people can take the vax. Some people can still gamble in Wall Street. People can still go to Vegas. But overall, we're kind of resetting. And yeah, we're going to put people on a QFS. I can't stand that system. The more I study it, the more it just gives me chills. QFS, which everybody's monetary systems will be 100% monitored by some hyper crazy AI. And of course, they sell it as there's no illegal actions until the masters of the universe change and they want to control everything in your life. And oh, by the way, it's all going to be good because we're going to get rid of the bad guys. But it's going to be the same technologies. It's going to be the same businesses. They're just going to have better people in them. All right, I'm just going to be very blunt. That's crap. You're not going to fix it. I mean, that's literally like, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to take some dog poo, and on one side, I'm going to give you dog poo raw. On the other side, I'm going to put it in chocolate and give it dog poo. It's still dog poo. And you're not going to get it any better because it's still, at the core, rotten. Like, what do you do with an apple that's full of worms? Well, I'll cut off the skin and I'll eat it. Okay, good luck. You're going to starve. So my point is, you have to be very careful of these two paths, because one is very alluring. And unfortunately, there's a lot of MAGA folks getting sucked into that. It's very alluring. It's like, we're going to remake everything good again. If you just take a step back and ask yourself, and you look around and you say, okay, how exactly are we going to do that? How are we going to make hospitals good again? How are we going to make the FBI good again? How are we going to make DHS good again? How are we going to make the CIA good again? How are you going to make the IRS good again? How are you going to make Google good again, Facebook, Apple, Twitter? How are you going to make Ford and Ford Foundation good again? They're all involved in child sex trafficking. They're all involved in all these things at the core. Their business model was built around those exploitation models. And if you, I'll give you an example. It's pretty crazy. I ordered a piece of technology. It's a piece for my studio. This is crazy. It was brand new. It was a new piece that came out. And I flipped over to the serial number. I am not kidding you when I tell you this. The serial number, it was like 100666. I'm like, what is this? My point of this stuff is crazy. And it's because they go through these rituals and they worship in all their levels from the time they start a technology to the time they get to the point. They worship this. And the influence of this cult is everywhere. This technology is not of God. This technology is of the fallen. So how do you fix that? I know. Flood, earthquake, bulldozer, choose. That's how you fix it. And you start over. And this is where we have to start over and start thinking about how we're going to re-innovate the economy. What's choice number three, which is actually this, there is actually two splits. It's just, there's two roads, there's three avenues you can take, three trails, right? Three choices ahead of you. Two of them will lead you to the same end. One of them will set you free. And that's the true great awakening. That's the exodus, the true exodus. And what is that? That's where God is put forward and center on all things. And you trust in God. And it's an incredible walk when you do it. And the more you do, the more you're like, yeah, I don't need this other stuff. I mean, God doesn't need money. Come on. God needs our trust. Trust, trust. That's the key word. So I'm going to read from a different, I don't know if you've read this book or not. You should read it, by the way. Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. And it's because, and by the way, there's a three-part movie that's really good if you want to see it that way. It was really well done. I'm going to read a couple quotes because there's some. It's very apropos. If you are not familiar with the story of Atlas Shrugged, we are living through the Chung cult moment right now. It's pretty incredible. I mean, the workers' uprising, the whole system falling apart. And those that had the innovation and had the desire to truly be free left society. That's kind of the principle of Atlas Shrugged. And they went and they started a new breakaway world. And I won't get into all the details on that. But the point is that they left society, and without them, in society fell apart because no one was there to innovate the new technologies. No one was there to maintain them. And so the skill sets of the critical, they decided, I've had enough. Let the government run it themselves. We'll see. I'm out of here. And when you get there, by the way, I just saw that our mod said that Ayn Rand was a really messed up, amoral author. She grew up in the Soviet Union, by the way. Her family kind of went through some rough times. So yeah, she was a little upside down on that. She wrote an unbelievable text because I think it was written in the 40s. She foresaw exactly where we are today. That's why I'm telling you this, okay? And she had incredible insight because she went through the horrors of what the system is that we're dealing with today. So, yeah, she had problems, but amazing text. So let me just, here's a quote, for example. Money will not buy intelligence for the fool or admiration for the coward or respect for the incompetent. And yet we have this constant emphasis in our world of money. She knows it. I mean, in the book, they knew it. And that was the whole problem, is that everything ends up being about graft and buying somebody off, always about making money. And like I've been talking a lot about, when we start putting money before us as the barrier to why we can't do something, we're not turning to God. We're fooling ourselves. When we trust in God, we truly trust in God and say, okay, here we go. How are we going to do this? And the thing is that we tend to be pretty limited in our creativity because we tend to think in terms of human forms and human systems, and we don't think about how big God is. So when you turn it over to God, and God, and this is, to me, this is part of the ancient path. When we trust in God and we say, okay, God, here we go. Here's the idea. Here's what we want to achieve. If God's with you on this, you're going to see it happen, but it's going to happen in crazy ways. Say you build a budget and you're like, okay, I need to have this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, whatever this event is you're doing or project you're doing. Maybe you really don't need those things and God's going to show you you don't. Or maybe you're planning on having to buy certain things and you're going to get something comparable given to you. All of these things, once we frame it in money, we limit everything we can do. And that is the part of the design of the Babylonian system, is that it locks you into a framework that everything that you are has a value in money. It's nonsense. But think about this. Think of a gift and talent that you have. Let's say one of your gifts and talents is just sitting and talking to children and leaving them with telling them great stories. Let's just say that's one of your gifts and talents. Here's what we do. We say, well, that's a gift and a talent, but I can't make any money at that, so I'll have to work it in and around my job, and I'll only be able to give it one time a week. But if that's your gift and talent that God gave you, are you living to God's desire? And the answer is no, because you're limiting what you're doing by a framework of money. There comes a point when we have to make a leap into our gifts and talents. That is part of, that's one of the reasons I like the story of Atlas Shrugged, because these people literally did that. They're like, we're going to live by the talents that we have. And there's an unspoken trust in that. Ayn Rand is not a Christian, but it's an unspoken trust in all of that. We have to make that leap if we're going to do this. If you're going to really walk this path of the Great Awakening, you've got to let go of the anchors and restraints that you're putting on yourself. Here's another quote. Do not make the mistake of the ignorant who think that an individualist is a man who says, I'll do as I please at everybody else's expense. That's the theology of me right there. That's the theology of me. When we're working in this place, when we're of trying to build a new way and trying to build a way forward, there's a couple things that are and a couple things that aren't. So one thing in God's world that we can be pretty assured of is it's not like redistribute the wealth stuff. That's nonsense, because that doesn't value gifts and talents. But what it is relying on gifts and talents and helping others blossom into their gifts and talents. Because what's the key thing in all of this? When we trust in God, God has unlimited resources for us, unlimited. So if we do a redistribution of wealth, which is the Luciferian model, what they're telling you again is all that you are is what you can make. And since you can't make enough, those that are very able and make a lot of money have to support everyone else. Everyone has to be equal, which is what? It's killing your potential, and it's killing the gift of inspiration, vitality, and the gift and talent that God's given you. When you work on this other place where we care for one another to elevate people up, but we amplify our gifts and talents, some are going to do enormously well. But in that place like that, you have the resources to help others raise up. That's what's beautiful about God's world. And the more that we trust in Him all over, everybody acquires what they need. Because why? Because God will provide. I love this quote here. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserved and have never been able to reach. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours. That's a fantastic quote. And it's all about what we believe and where we place our trust. Our trust in God does not limit us in any way. Anything is possible. I know I've said this probably 20 times since Bard's Fest, but I'm going to say it again. The process for me in Bard's Fest was such a lesson in the deep trust in Father that I can't even, it's hard for me to articulate it. All obstacles were put in the way. All things were looking to be impossible. Deplatforming, all the funds erased. It was incredible. 4 weeks away, and it's looking pretty bleak. But following God's direction, God's will, which was to turn that into a donation-based event and to put the trust in Him. I can't tell you how many patriots donated that would say, like, I can't attend, but I want this for other people. And it made it possible because everything came together. It is an amazing process when my name's on the contract sheets and I'm sweating it out going, well, I don't know how this is going to happen. And you're putting in everything you can afford to put in, and it's way short. And when you really watch how this process works in the trust, and it's a God-centered event, God brought everybody to that event in the right way. That power is the reminder always to me that, I mean, the deepest part of trust is that. That is trust right there. Blindly following off that, you know, and it's not something that was done because, here's an example. Oh, Lord, I'm short on money because I want to buy a new ATV. That was definitely not what was going on, right? But this was an event everybody was participating in. God's children, all of us, we were part of it. And through the process, there was a major lesson, which was trust in me, meaning God. Or for our perspective, trust in Him. And when we do that and we let go of the want of money and the want of all these other things, our life gets so much simpler. That's back to find rest for your souls, which is back to the ancient paths. That's Jeremiah 6:16. Now here's final quote I'm going to read tonight from Atlas Shrugged. I am the man, and I love this quote, I am the man who loves his life. I am the man who does not sacrifice his love or his values. That's a powerful statement. And when we love our life with God, and we put God first, we can never sacrifice that for our love or our values. And that's the beauty of the walk that we're on and why I keep saying that I can never go back to where it was. I mean, the world to me looks different now. It's taken on a different hue. It's taken on a different vibe. So much of what was is tainted now. And that's okay with me. The real place to be is out in God's world. It's getting back to the basics of taking care of ourselves and being self-sufficient as much as we can, building the communities of people that are also working towards those same goals. And in the process, watching amazing things happen, amazing innovations happen. Little thing, but it's an important thing. I've been looking for a pack to carry a set of binoculars, right? And it's just like a little thing. But I stumble across a patriot that's making these things by hand up in Montana, a great patriot, small little shop, right place in their heart. And the thing is, the innovation that's going on there is really good. I mean, it's like the best I've seen. We can re-innovate everything. It's not made in China, by the way. It's made in Montana. We can re-innovate everything we need if we put our trust in him and we're willing to take a step back and ask ourselves, what do we really need? I'm really proud to say this because this is important. You know I love mics, okay? And I've been using this for quite a long time. I was using the TLM-49, which is a German-made mic. This mic now is an Electro Voice. It's the only mic made in the United States. I love it. It was designed actually in the late 50s or early 60s. Design's not changed. It's that good. So all my point is we find the right heart in things and we can re-innovate everything. We start to define what it is we really need. And we, for this time of transition, we have to put a weight on the technologies that we've had to use. There's a certain, we have to bear some of our transition on those. But our challenge is to re-innovate everything with the center of God at our feet and from the core of what we are building. Each company has to now, each person needs to put God first. And when we do that, we're going to find some amazing innovation. And it's going to be greater than anything we've ever imagined. And the process there is going to be an amazing process to be part of. Our colonists were in the same situation. They were dependent on British goods. And when they broke free into this nation, they started to innovate all these things for the country. We are there again. But that's the path that where we take that true path of the Great Awakening. And we're taking a breakaway economy, a breakaway direction where we're going. And we're not trying to reshape this Edsel that we're looking at here. And I don't know if you've ever done like house remodeling. And you know, I've told you, I grew up in that and I ran that business for about 6 years on my own. I had my own company. Man, I'm telling you, there are times, there are some houses that you literally can't fix. And they may look okay, but when you start to look inside the walls, it's the framing's wrong, the dry rot's all over the place, there's termites. And the only thing really holding them together is the wallpaper and the siding. That's it. And probably a little bit of luck. That's what we're dealing with right now, okay? Yeah, it'll keep you dry. And you can tell yourself that you can fix it and you can like, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of room at a time. In the end of the day, you're going to rebuild that entire house and it's still not going to be right. Or you can do something else. You can bulldoze it down or you can get another piece of property and build anew. Whatever that takes. But the point is, we are in a structure right now that is built on that final line of Jeremiah 6:16, which is, but they said we will not walk in it. That's what we live in right now. And what we have to move to is the place where we're saying, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it and find rest for your souls. When we are working with our gifts and talents in a world where we are looking out for each other, lifting each other up, not trying to pilfer each other for the benefit of another. That's not idealism. That's God's world. And it's not painting some idyllic picture of nirvana because we know that there's plenty of struggles in that place. And we know it's an imperfect world because we're imperfect people. But as we go to this level of appreciating the power of God in our lives and putting our gifts and talents first and looking to help one another, amazing things happen. Did you notice that there was no fights at Bard's Fest? There was no problems at Bard's Fest, other than a couple trolls that came in. Like one media guy, Wapo, he was booted. And another psychopath that, I won't even get into him. He was a crazy dude. I swear he's a crack addict. He had to be removed. And one other guy that made some threats about Mike Lindell, he was gone. But, I mean, we had like 1,500, 2,000 people there. That's nothing. Everybody got along. And it was difficult because we were moving in and out. It was hot. It was challenging on a lot of levels. But people were there with the intention And that's what mattered. It was the intention of being there as God's children. Patriots, that's the world we are headed towards. And as we build into that, everything is built with the intention of authenticity, of truth, and of God's glory. So, of course, everything's going to have to be reinvented. And I find that so amazingly exciting, right? I don't know if you've ever seen steampunk. You should look it up because it's really this strange mix of like 1800s with 18th century stuff and some kind of crazy interpretations of technology. But this reminds me of the world we're heading into, because it's like we're going to go back and we're going to be gardening with primitive ways, and somebody's going to have like some advanced technology to help them along, but you're not even going to notice it, because it's not that we're worshiping technology. We're using the innovations of technology to amplify God's world, not to have it run our world. And that goes back to this whole idea of like QFS and all this global integration. It's all about creating a global integrated grid as if we are incapable of managing ourselves. We don't need something artificial managing ourselves. I tell you, I hope there's a solar flare and wipes out every bit of AI in the world. I can't stand AI. I can't stand the concept of it. I can't stand the engineers that make it and design it, because they want to create an artificial entity as if they are God. And therein is the very fundamental problem with this. We go back to that middle path. It looks very alluring. You know, let's rebuild it all. Let's make it better. How can you rebuild it all when you're still using the same junk? You're still trying to pursue artificial intelligence. You're still trying to pursue this whole idea of an alternate entity that you're building. Why? And there's this naivety that believes that, well, we can build a friendly AI that will work with us to enhance our lives. Why? Why not just use what God gave us? It's called a brain. And why not try to develop that to a new level? So these are our choices. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through the craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. I'd say it is the root of most evils, all evils, right? So we are really at a place right now where the breakaway economy is not just a breakaway economy, it's a breakaway world. And I don't know what that looks like, Patriots. I really don't. I don't know if it's a consciousness issue. I don't know if it's a spiritual focus. But what I know is that path is one I can never leave. Not now. And I know that whatever it means in that walk, even if that walk is just a lonely wandering in a desert, it's the only path I can take. I can't go back to where things were. And I can't go back to a way of being where money's a constant corruptor and all of these things, that these gadgets and nonsense things that we've created are all created on a foundation of the Luciferian worldview. We have to find that way, in my opinion, where we find rest for our souls. And the only way to do that is the ancient paths. And that means getting back to basics and starting over. And I'll take that challenge any day. As long as we keep God before us and God in our heart, and we walk within the love of the body of Christ, we're going to do okay. There's going to be some bumpy roads. But our biggest thing is elevating each other. Not welfaring each other, but raising each other up to see the beauty and the fountain that comes from that, of the reliance on God's gifts and talents and the trust in Him. And when we get there, that's a place where you truly have rest for your soul. I'll take it. And that's where I'm going to walk. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, We are really humbled in this time that we live with, facing so much of what you've given us and being able to see clearly how this world that we've been in has been designed in such a way to keep us away from the depths of the gifts and talents you gave us. The subtle corruption of valuing everything through money, that Babylonian architecture that we've lived under and haven't really realized it. The trips and traps that we ourselves create because we try to tell ourselves we can't do something. Maybe it's because we doubt ourselves. Maybe it's because we have a barrier of the love of money or the belief that only money can solve it. And in that process, Lord, forgetting how important and how fundamental trust in you is. Lord, in this time, you've given us the blessing of liberty and freedom once again, right before us, to the restoration of a world with you on the throne above us, as our Declaration of Independence mapped out. And so, Lord, we ask that as we look down this road and we begin to understand what's before us, that you can help us more clearly see the power of this walk and this vision of restoring this nation as a breakaway, not as a place where we're fixing the rotten apple, but where we're truly growing a new tree. Guide us, Lord. Give us the strength to endure these times. Give us the clarity with eyes to see and ears to hear. And Lord, we pray for your blessings, that each and every step that we make will honor you and elevate this new direction, whatever it looks like, whatever this exodus now looks like. Let us experience it. Let us come together deeper in fellowship. And most importantly, let us find a deeper and more authentic love with you. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about this time. I really am. I think it's pretty awesome. So much potential. So, someone just asked, EVRE20. Yeah, it was an EVRE20 mic. They're awesome. In black, too, by the way. So, it is really an exciting time. And I think that sort of light is what we have to try to bring to others. Now, I'm just going to kind of close with these comments. We have a challenging time. I talked about it at the end of the other show. We're dealing with the mixing of vaxxed and unvaxxed, and everybody's fighting for liberty. But here's the deal. We all have to come back to a center point, and that center point is repentance. And when we repent and put ourselves before Christ and accept Christ in our lives, we're starting to equal the playing field. Because through that process, here's what we're getting. We're getting accountability. We have to get to accountability with all of us and honesty so that we can move into this next place. And with that trust in God and the acceptance of Christ, that's fundamental. If you don't do that, well, you know, you're lying to yourself. What can I say? And it's not an immediate process. It's not like you're going to repent today and everything's going to be okay. Everything's good. Don't worry about it. I just took the dry eraser and wiped off the whiteboard and you're good. We can start over. It's not like that. True repenting and accepting Christ in your heart. And I've said this, if you've taken the injection, you may not like what I say, but it's your only way back, because you made a choice. Whether misinformed, whether misguided, whether it was worship or money, whether it was fear, I don't know. But you didn't put God first. And in this walk we're making, this world that we're heading into, we're putting God first. So it's essential that to join this path, you have to repent and put God first in all things. Because you have to put your trust back in God. And when we go that way, and we walk that way, That means we're accountable for what we had done in the past. We had made that account to God and to Christ. And then now we can move forward, hopefully with those lessons deep in our heart. But that process, by the way, like I said, isn't just like dry eraser board time. It's going to take time, 6 months, a year. Some people it takes their lifetime. I don't know. But it's a process that has to happen because we do need to heal. But it's not just like, oh, yeah, I know you took the backs. No big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal because we got in this mess because you followed the stupid rules and the stupid fear. They weren't God's guidance. They were man's guidance. So our reset for this path, this great path, this amazing walk, which is the true awakening, centers on our repentance and coming before God. And then accepting God as the beacon, the azimuth, and how we walk. And everything we do, we put before us. And even difficult decisions, easy decisions for that matter. You're going to go and spend some money at the grocery store. All of that is tied to the questioning of having God guide you in everything. By the way, grow your own food. It's better. So you see what I'm saying is it's a true trust in everything we do. Everything. And the more we walk together that way, man, I seriously would not at all be surprised if like a big old door opened up and we walked through it and it's like, where'd everybody go? It's like, oh, only people that are here are the remnant. I'd be like, awesome. Let's get busy. We got a world to build. That would be pretty cool, I'll tell you right now. Where's everybody else? They're over in the third dimension. You're in the fifth dimension. Hey, okay. I'm ready. Let's get busy. Get the hose out. Let's start building a garden. And there you go. All right, Patriots. You have a blessed evening. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. We have an amazing fellowship that's being built here. And it's a fellowship where we're walking the same path. And we know that what binds us and what brings us close is our love of Christ and through Christ to the Father. And we get there through our prayers and through our conviction and our trust in Him, which leads us to an amazing trust in one another. We have a great world ahead of us. Either way, you know, they throw you in a FEMA camp, cut off your head with a guillotine, that's all right. I'll see y'all when we get together again. We'll all have our heads back. Yeah, that's why I say I have no fear of these idiots. They can't take anything from me. I've already got it. So do you. We have Christ in our heart and we have everlasting life. So whatever. But we are literally moving. And whatever that moving looks like, it is an exodus. It's strange. It's an exodus, I feel. It's like a spiritual exodus, maybe. And that's okay, too, because that's powerful. And we ain't never going back. At least I'm not. But God's with us. He'll never forsake us. And we can never doubt Him. And God has this. He's going to win this. He already has won this. But the glorious part about this whole thing is He's working through us with unbelievable trust and in the process giving us a gift that we too often overlook. He's giving us the gift to be closer to Him and to learn more about Him. And as we do that, our trust deepens and our distance from the old way grows, and it grows farther into the past, and before us sits this knowledge, this knowing in our heart that something great awaits us. And that's a pretty amazing place to walk, and that's right where we are. So have a blessed night. See you tomorrow night for Bards FM and Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
Safe place to hide from the rain.